This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Last Friday, the Australian Open named tennis legend and tireless human rights campaigner Billie Jean King as Tennis Australia's Woman of the Year at a special event during Better Together 2018. At the event, Australian Open director Craig Tiley announced Open for All, a wide-ranging equality, diversity and inclusion initiative that will be brought to life during this year's tournament. Open for All includes a series of special events designed to celebrate the fairness and equality of tennis, which welcomes everyone regardless of their race, gender, sexuality or ability. We spoke to Craig Tiley earlier today and asked if such a strong message of inclusion from the sport was spurred on by the comments of Margaret Court last year, where she voiced her controversial views on the LGBTI communities and on same-sex marriage.
Tennis is a sport that has a good history of inclusivity and celebrating diversity and equality. And in the area of equality, for example, 1984, we've paid equal prize money for men and women. And we've always celebrated the diversity of our sport. And then more recently, there's some comments that were made by one of our greats and around a certain position which we didn't agree with, and we just felt that we just wanted to accentuate, not specifically because of that, but just for the public, we want to accentuate the fact that it's a magnificent sport when it comes to inclusivity and diversity. And while we've done these things right throughout the year, celebrating and funding and supporting it, we decided this year that we were just going to be more outward and more public about that. You know, we immediately came out publicly as well as contact tomorrow and said, look, our values and are not aligned with what she was saying, and vehemently disagreed with her position. Obviously, she's entitled to free speech, she's entitled to say what she says, but it doesn't necessarily put us in a position where we agree with it or not, and we didn't agree with it, and we're very clear. And particularly because we are a sport that has been inclusive in our approach to everything. And then there was, there was ongoing public debate and comment on it. And then we wanted to play initially our role in the marriage equality debate and be one of the first sports to come out publicly and say that we believe that this is 100% the right thing to do and we should be acting now. And then also one of the iconic leaders of inclusivity globally has been Billie Jean King. And this year, 2018, is 50 years since she won the Australian Open. And she's a friend of mine. And I contacted her and asked if she would love to come out for 2 weeks. She must celebrate the great work that she's done for not only for equality, but for ensuring that our sport is inclusive and open. And it's been fantastic to have her. Not that easy to always get such an icon to fly out from the US and come down to Melbourne this time of the year. And particularly Billie Jean is extremely busy. And she's got the Billie Jean King Leadership Initiative, which she's launched around to help particularly women. And so we've partnered with that as well. And we asked her to, as the part of the launch our Open for All campaign these 2 weeks, we asked her to launch it. And we did in partnership with the Better Together group and their workshop. And Ro Allen's been fantastic, our commissioner at Victoria, in helping drive that. And the whole idea over the course of these 2 weeks is to raise money, and also in partnership with the state government, but to raise money for the Pride Centre in St Kilda. And we hope, I don't know how much we're going to raise, but these 2 weeks we're going to be aggressive with it, and we're going to continue to do it throughout the year. This is just not a two-week position of our organisation. But that night was a fantastic night, and I think Billie Jean said some great things and then spent some time after talking to everyone.
Open for All highlights events include a Battle of the Sexes celebrity match inspired by Billie Jean King, and the Melbourne Grand Slam at Melbourne Park as part of Midsummer Festival, where all players, regardless of their gender, race, religion and sexual orientation, are welcome to play on the clay courts alongside Vic Tennis.
I can say right from the beginning, this is just natural for us. It's not something that, sometimes these things, they can be done with an ulterior objective in mind. Ours is not. We have a very diverse workforce. There's 550 employees. For the Australian Open, we employ 9,500 people. And I, as leading the organisation, I want to ensure that we are a sport, we are an organisation that embraces and celebrates diversity, inclusivity, and ensures that we play our part in the community to support anyone who feels that tennis is not included anymore, or tennis is not providing with the diversity that we talk about. So it's just to raise, in the most important way, is to raise the profile of it. And we have a great platform because we're launching the sport to the rest of the world. We're actually launching the sporting entertainment season for the world here in January, because we'll have over 1 billion people watching it. We'll have thousands of people come through the gate. So it's a great platform for us to do that. And also we're tennis, which is a sport which has a long history of celebrating it.
After Margaret Court spoke out last year against our communities, many people began bringing rainbow flags to the tennis in opposition to her comments, something that Tilly is happy to see continue during this year's tournament as a point of celebration, inclusiveness and equality.
And we love that. We welcome that. And it adds to the colour, and it adds to the general attitude that we're all in this together and we support and help each other, and there's no discrimination based on anyone. So I'm not too sure about this in Australia, but certainly compared to the other Grand Slams and other tennis events globally who don't allow flags, we're one of the only ones that actually do. We want people to come to the tennis, and we want them to express their individuality and express their views. Obviously, if it's offensive, we have to act on that. But we want people to come out and have a good time, and we think the flags are really a big part of that. Every single day we're having an open for all event, and the idea, the ultimate objective, is to raise money for the Pride Centre. The thing I'm most proud of is that our entire organisation has got behind this, and I think that, you know, the LGBTIQ community is, unless there's the organisation, and not only with its staff but also with all the stakeholders involved, it has a public position relative to how inclusive we need to be and how diverse we need to be. Unless we celebrate that, then it gets forgotten. So I think I'm particularly proud. So when you talk about a specific event that is highlighted, I think I'm particularly proud of how everyone's embraced it and actually of volunteering their time to work in all these events. And then, of course, next Thursday, the inspirational series, we've got guest speakers. Billie Jean King's one of our guest speakers. Alan Joyce is another one. And we're bringing in a large group of people. We have about 600 people that are going to have a lunch, a small conference, a workshop, talking about these issues. And then also, if everyone to go to the tennis, and we're going to celebrate in the stadium all those people that have played a leadership role with the work around equality and inclusivity. And I think that's going to be a fun event. That's going to be, again, a high-profile event, and we're really excited about that. And I think the other thing I'll say, these all activities we have planned well before there was the vote on equality in Australia, and we were ready to position ourselves in case things were not going to go well, position ourselves to be very public about how it needed to change.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.